USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a huge state funeral yesterday, a second smaller family-styled funeral will begin soon in Houston for former President George H.W. Bush. As former Secretary of State James Baker and Bush's grandson George P. Bush, who's also Texas Land Commissioner, will be delivering the eulogies at this one. And the Oak Ridge Boys and country singer Reba McEntire are scheduled to perform. After 2 days of huge losses on Wall Street because of investor concerns about trade between the U.S. and China, the Dow was down over 500 points at last check. Analyst Josh Brown says,
it is startling to get this level of volatility in such a compressed period of time.
The Nasdaq's been down over 125 points since the opening bell, and this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
One Marine is dead and five are missing after two U.S. Marine Corps aircraft collide off Japan's southwest coast early today. A second Marine rescued is now in fair condition. The crash involving an F-A-18 Hornet fighter jet and a KC-130 fuel tanker, the cause of the crash, remains under investigation.
3-2-1-0.
Another load of supplies on its way to the International Space Station.
And liftoff as Falcon 9 and Cargo Dragon take flight, bound for the International Space Station with fresh supplies and research.
However, the first stage of the SpaceX rocket was supposed to land at the launch site at Cape Canaveral, but it ended up spinning out of control and splashing into the ocean. ADP Moody's Analytics reporting today that about 179,000 new jobs were created last month. That's a few 10,000s below what economists were predicting. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
National Security Advisor John Bolton expressing strong support for Israel's military operation against Hezbollah attack tunnels crossing the Lebanese border. Here's more from John Clemens.
In a tweet, Bolton called on the Iranian-backed Lebanese terror group to stop digging tunnels into Israel and not respond to the current military operation. Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus of the Israeli Defense Forces described the objective of the operation.
Our aim is to detect, expose, and eventually to destroy each and every cross-border attack tunnel that Hezbollah has dug from Lebanon into Israel.
I'm John Clemens.
Two people are dead after a semi-truck crashed into a school bus in Illinois. They say the semi was driving the wrong way on an interstate when it crashed into the bus that was carrying a girls' basketball team last night. A police spokesman says two people were killed, but they offered no further information. At least 11 people were on the bus, students taken to several hospitals. And snow and cold air will be causing some travel problems today in the Great Lakes as well as the Northeast, as snow showers are expected around the region, more Arctic air dipping down into the United States, and lake effect snow could lead to as much as a foot of snow in some areas. Heavy snow could reduce visibility to near zero on some highways. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.